I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Story goes to Pinellas Park, Florida. And a girl named Keely Hightower is suing T-Mobile. And she brought her phone in for some updating and stuff. And she dropped her phone off with the T-Mobile store employee. And for some reason, just her instinct told her, you know, this is taking too long without my phone. And so she looked through her apps as she left the store just in case. And everything seemed normal, I guess, until she checked her email the next day. And instead of opening to her inbox, it went straight to her trash folder, where she saw an unfamiliar email sent from her account with an attachment. So she opened that file and she says, oh, my heart just dropped. She told the Tampa Bay Times this week, it was a video she kept on her phone of her engaging in some sexual activity with someone in bed. And she says, quote, parts of her face were visible in some frames. So you're way ahead of me. She gives the phone to the guy and he's going to work on this thing. Well, what he does, he scans through her phone, finds the video of her doing all kinds of things her mom told her not to do. And then he emailed that video to himself because she looked at the who had sent it and she recognized the guy's name as the guy she dropped the phone off with the day before. So she called police and the guy has pleaded guilty to a computer offense charge and has been sentenced to 6 months in jail. And now she wants to, you know, T-Mobile to change their practices and things like that. But yeah, you let your phone out of your hand, you never know what they might find on there. If you're keeping it, they'll probably find it. How about this guy? Speaking of phones, a guy named Cody Clements is in prison in Memphis, Tennessee. And on Saturday, Cody asked his 68-year-old grandma, Sarah, to, hey, can you smuggle me in a cell phone? I need a cell phone. I'm lonely in here. Come on. He had a friend give her a bag of Doritos with the cell phone inside, and she passed it to him. But the guard saw the exchange and asked to look at the bag of Doritos, and it turned out that wasn't a cell phone inside. It was a bunch of meth, ecstasy, heroin, and painkillers wrapped in black electrical tape. Sarah told the guards, Grandma told the guards, I didn't know I was smuggling any drugs. I thought I was smuggling in a cell phone. But now Grandma's facing jail time, facing a contraband charge that could get her 6 years in prison. His 68-year-old grandma's facing 6 years in prison. Meanwhile, Cody's only doing 3 years for aggravated burglary. Cody's going to get out before Grandma does. And we'll stay with drugs as the central theme to this story out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, that's where the drugs come from. At least the methamphetamine, right? With the Breaking Bad? It's Walter White's birthday today, so we'll do a story out of Albuquerque about meth. Well, it's Bryan Cranston's birthday. Let me put it that way. A New Mexico woman is facing charges after allegedly faking a prescription for her methamphetamine to fool her probation officer after failing a drug test. Ginger Sharp thought she was pretty sharp. The 34-year-old, she has already been charged with forgery in 2017 and now faces two additional counts of forgery and identity theft. After her test came back positive for drugs in February, she allegedly told the probation officer, oh, well, hold on before you get all excited. I have a prescription for that meth. And even brought in a pill bottle that said methamphetamine 5-milligram tablets right there on the label. According to KOB 4 News, a doctor in Farmington had prescribed the illegal. She told the officer that the doctor had prescribed the methamphetamine. The probation officer didn't buy it. And then Sharp admitted to falsifying the pill label and tried to pin half of this on a friend of hers. They said Sharp had the identity theft because the label on the pill actually had another doctor's name. And so then, you know, messing with the doctor's name and the label and trying to tell your probation officer, no, this methamphetamine is by prescription.
I can't believe it's news.